As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Edwin
Actually,
Diaz.
Actually, the team going out and get on, off to a hot start.
Says he's okay, left with hip cramps.
And I just saw a video where the Mets detected that he had one leg longer than the other. And they were able to fix that for him.
How did they fix that?
I don't know. All I'll say is I did go to a chiropractor once, and they showed this thing where like my one arm was like longer than the other because of the way my back was, and then they fixed that. So maybe it was something like that. I don't know.
That there's one leg longer than they just figured this out now. He's been here, what, for 5 years?
Well, I don't think that it was is always like that. Maybe it was just like his body was out of whack.
Does it look like it, like when he was walking off the field yesterday?
It just says Mets trainers noticed that one of Edwin Diaz's legs was longer than the other yesterday.
Just yesterday?
Just yesterday.
They fixed the issue, says Diaz. I was feeling better after.
Is that real?
It's 100% real. It's from the SNY Mets account.
They compressed his leg up into his hip.
I'm positive, man. It is real. It's at SNY TV.
Okay.
It's there. It's the verified gold badge. Listen, man. Well, he does have a barnacle on his face.
No.
It's right here. It's got all right there.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
No, but I told you here's another thing I'm trying to make sense. I go to a chiropractor one time. The guy goes, look at this. And he put my arms up, and like it was like one was here, one was there, because my back was screwed up, I guess. And then he fixed that, crank, crank, crank. And then he held the arms up, and they were even. So maybe he has like a back thing or a hip thing, and they had to go crank, crank, crank. And then all of a sudden, his legs are the same length. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I have never heard of this.
Jerry?
In all my years
sounds fine to me.
Being around sports and athletes and trainers, this is a new one for me.
All right.
Well, and this just happened yesterday.
That's what they said.
Like they've looked at him for all these years.
You are right. They invent ways to be injured and to come up with things.
I mean, I thought hip cramps was bad. Then one leg longer than the other now?
All right, so what is it? So it's not really hip cramps. It's one leg longer than the other.
All right, we got to take a break. We are.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Let's go to Dr. Rich, who has some thoughts on the Edwin Diaz one leg longer than the other situation from yesterday. Dr. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Dr. Rich. What's up today?
So the general term is leg length discrepancy, and what happens is the pelvis, as it sits, you know, in your hip area, right? It can move structurally in three different directions. So if one side is tilted forward or, you know, lifted, the other side is tilted the other direction. If they do a test where they lay somebody flat on a table with their feet together, and they go from lying to sitting, the leg length will change based on the position of the pelvis. One side may get longer being pushed forward. One side may be pushed back, which will look like one leg is actually longer than the other. So if you look at the bones, in the little round bones inside your ankle, the medial malleolus, they'll see the change or shift in their alignment. So they'll from that test, that line of sitting test, will be able to determine if one hip is being pulled up or sliding down.
So this is something that's very easily fixed and should help Diaz with the hip pain or whatever else he's dealing with?
100%. Usually it's a combination of a couple of things, either a weak glute max on one side, maybe a tight hip flexor on the other side, a tight QL in the lower back, or a combination of those things. It can also pull a hamstring taut where it feels like the hamstring is tight, but it actually the hamstring is being pulled in a lengthening direction.
All right, Dr. Rich, so that's a lot of info there, man. I appreciate that. But so there you go. There's the technical situation there with the one leg longer than the other. It's a pelvis spot. What that is. And Al, you've dealt with some pelvis situations, have you not?
I had a pelvic, mine was more like the muscles, not the bone.
Okay. So your legs have always been the same length?
I believe so. I've never measured them, but.
And now I think we're going to have to do that. Make sure that our pelvises are in the right place. You know what I'm saying? Can't have a misplaced pelvis.
I had very tight pelvis muscles.
And you're good with that now? All those rolling better. Things you've done?
Yep.
Let's go to Vinny and Comac. What's going on, Vinny?
Hi, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Not much. I was calling about the Edwin Diaz injury as well. That doctor stole my thunder. He knows a lot more than I do. But, I've been to a dozen chiropractors. And every time I go there, they tell me the same thing. They lay you down. You know, it seems like a scam. They one leg's longer than the other. They do a couple of adjustments over a series of a few days, and your leg is back to normal. That's my first point. And my second point that I mentioned to Al was, Tiki, during his show yesterday brought this up and, he said the same thing. He's gone through this, many times.
Wow.
So it is a thing.
Wow. All right. It's a thing. Well, it sounds like a thing that can be very easily, dealt with. And why do people think that chiropractors are scam artists? I never understood that.
They're not MDs. That's why.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody I know that goes to a chiropractor feels great.
Well, they go for relief. They go for relief. Yeah, sure.
I mean, like the couple times I went, I walked out of there, felt like a new man.
Joe Montana loved the chiropractor. I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't?
I did the massage therapist.
Yeah. But I mean, the chiropractor, man, I should probably go back to one of those. You walk out of there, you're like, you're nice and limber.
Could help your golf game.
Yeah.
You never know.
God. Take all the help I can get. Elwood in North Carolina. What's going on, Elwood?
Fine. It's great. It's great to listen to you guys. It's an honor.
Thank you, Elwood. Thank you. What's happening?
Well, I heard you guys talking about Mitchell Robinson's feet.
Yeah.
I was talking about this about a year and a half ago, why he keeps getting hurt. And if anybody notices, it's from his waist down. He's always getting hurt. Nothing, you know, major on top. I just think he's just too top heavy. And I think he really just needs to start working on some kind of balance, you know, get some kind of good balance coaches or something like that.
Well, it's kind of about, you know, we often talk about quarterbacks and we make fun, but it's a true attribute of a quarterback is having a lower, thicker half. And, you know, we always mention Phil talks about having a wide ass and all this other crap. And it's true. I mean, that's what they look for. If you look at Mitchell Robinson's body type, he is lean from the waist down. He is really thin. Yes. And, you know, when you are playing in the NBA or the NFL, especially if that position or if an offensive lineman or running back and a quarterback, you want a very strong base.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like he's on stilts.
Right. So that is a physical attribute that people have.
Well, he gets his shoes made by a farrier.
It was like my friend, like my teammate that had the two size gonads. He had one that was like a golf ball and the other one was a marble.
Mm.
And he used to sit there and he used to show us like the difference.
Do you have to warn your sexual partner about that the first time you're intimate with them? Like, hey, listen, you're going to see something that's a little bit weird. Was it that much of a discrepancy?
It was that big of a discrepancy.
Yeah, see, and this is
a very large human being I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
And he did have two different sizes.
Collinsworth?
No. Oh. But he did have two different sizes.
Okay. Yeah, I would think. I think you'd have to warn somebody. Be like, listen, are you going to...
Well, I mean,
get freaked out here.
I mean, this guy was proud of it.
Okay.
I mean, because, you know, like, when you're proud of something, like, you show the guys in the locker room.
Very true. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Quick I have break. Three testicles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.